A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Away!
There were two places to eat in Cedar Gap. One was the Crystal Cafe, owned by Ace Wills. The other was a neat little restaurant owned by Tom and Mary Turner. It was mid-afternoon, and the restaurant was deserted when Tonto came through the door.
Hello there, stranger.
How?
Watch out for that clean floor I just mopped. Doggone, I sure hope you're not hankering for a table meal. We don't generally serve between 2 and 5.
Oh, isn't that all right?
If you're real hungry, I reckon Mary will be able to set out something in the kitchen.
I only want a few supplies. I've got a list here.
Let me see. Yeah, flour, bacon powder, slab of bacon.
The ghost store, it closed.
Yeah, the owner had to go to Parker City. Sick cousin or something. Mary, you in the kitchen?
I'm up to my elbows in dishwater. What is it, Tom?
Oh, it's all right. I just wanted to know you was there. Yeah, go on back there, Chief. My wife will sell you them victuals. Go through that archway there.
Me thank you.
That's all right. You'll excuse me. I've got to get this floor polished up before the even trade.
What's on your mind?
Oh, me, Tonto.
Glad to know you, Tonto. I heard you telling Tom that you needed staples.
Not right.
Well, just let me dry my hands and I'll see what we can do. Well, I do declare. Here comes someone else. In just a minute. Let me look through the arch and see who it... Ace Wills.
What matter?
He's the one that owns the cafe across the street. Owns the whole town, practically.
Well, where's Mary? He's in the kitchen. Her answer's the same as mine.
We'll see about that.
What's the matter, Wills? Can't you stand the food at your own place?
You know why I'm here, Mary. I came to see if you and Tom hadn't decided it'd be smart to sell out to me at my price and leave Cedar Gap.
We decided no.
You heard what Tom said.
I'm sorry about that. Mighty sorry.
We aim to stay here, Wills. What's more, I aim to go on telling people the sort of deals you've been putting over.
Well, that's your business, Tom. Good day. Good day, Mary.
Oh, Tom. You know what he meant.
Yeah. He'll send some of his hoodlums here to make trouble for us.
Why him do that?
Oh, forget about you, Injun.
Why him want by this place?
Because he's afraid that I'll get proof of the scheming and thieving and conniving he's been doing. Mary, I'm going to strap on my gun and be ready.
It's hanging by the stove.
Right, honey, I'll get...
Here we are.
Jake.
How'd you get to the kitchen?
Back door, of course.
Come on, boys.
Tom, the front door, too.
Now, you see here, you...
Take it apart, boys.
Out of the kitchen.
Right here.
Stop!
I'll show you. You can't do this.
Hit him. Right.
Oh, stop. Stop, please. Stop.
Hit him. Hey, get me in there.
Told you. Get that redskin.
I got him.
Let me hold the woman. She's a clawed tiger.
Let her go and help us smash this place up. Come on, boys. Smash her up.
It was sunset when Tonto rode into a small camp in the woods near town. His tall, masked friend, the Lone Ranger, leaped to his feet when he saw the way the Indian was battered and bruised.
Tonto. Here, let me help you from your horse.
Let me all right.
There, now sit down. Let me see how badly you're hurt.
Me not hurt bad.
Here's a canteen. Take it easy. The better?
Wallet. Plenty good.
Don't try to tell me about it until you're ready.
Me tell now. There's plenty trouble in restaurant.
Turner's place? I've heard of fights in the Crystal Cafe, but not in Turner's restaurant.
Wills. Him own Crystal Cafe.
Yes, I know.
Him want buy restaurant. Turner not sell.
Yes.
Wills send men. Them wreck restaurant.
Simply because Turner wouldn't sell?
Turner maybe make trouble. Maybe show proof that Will's crook.
Oh, I see. Unless there's a man with the courage to defy Ace Wills. What about Turner? What happened to him?
Him beat up. Plenty bad.
Seriously?
No. Only bruised like Tonto.
Do you know where he lives?
Me help wife take him home.
Tonto, as soon as it gets dark, we'll call on Tom Turner. Maybe he's the kind of man we've been looking for.
Tom, here's Tonto and a friend.
Oh, Tonto, I don't know how to thank you. I... Missed.
Yes, Turner.
Well, it's all right with me if you're Tonto's friend. Yeah, why'd you come the back door?
We didn't want to leave our horses where they'd be seen. Oh, don't try to get up, Turner.
Thanks. I'm not feeling very spry. You can see that.
Yes.
Here's a chair. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Missed. Well, you needn't fear the law in this town, mister.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, Turner.
What's that?
The law, or lack of it.
If there was any law here, Tom wouldn't have lost his restaurant.
Lost it?
Yeah, it's gone. There's more damage than I can repair and more broken things than I can replace. Can't start over now.
There's no room in Cedar Gap for an honest man.
Don't you think it's time you made room? There must be a few honest men here.
There is. But they don't dare open their mouth about things. Or they'd get the same as I did.
Why?
Ace Wills, a dirty skunk. He and his gang are cutthroats.
What's his game?
He runs the Crystal Cafe. Has all kinds of gambling there. And all crooked.
He wouldn't be afraid of anything you'd say in that connection.
No.
What else is he doing?
Well,
Go on, Tom, talk. We can trust this man.
I'll tell you, mister. Cedar Gap is a stopover place on the cattle trail of the North Country.
Yes?
Now, men who are driving cattle spend a night or so here while they rest and pasture their stock.
I see.
Wills has a regular routine for dealing with them. They come to his cafe and he learns where and when cattle are being moved. And his men go out and steal the cattle.
Where do they take it?
No one outside the gang seems to know.
They've got a hidden valley or something, somewhere in the hills.
It can't be found?
No.
Turner, why can't you tell the sheriff about the men who attack you? You saw them, you know who they are, and...
The sheriff?
I guess you haven't heard of old Higgins.
No, I haven't.
He was put in office by Ace Wills. Takes orders from Ace Wills.
So, where can he be found?
Probably sleeping in his office. Sleeps most of the time.
Well, if he's crooked, there's the United States Marshal.
Poor old Higgins don't know enough to be crooked. He's just no account, that's all.
Thanks. Turner.
Yeah?
You said there were a few honest men in town.
Yeah, but
get
that don't
them
make...
together secretly. Tell them we're going to make room for more men of their kind. And at the same time, make this town too small for Ace Wills and his pals.
Where are you going now?
I'm going to call on the sheriff.
That evening found Ace Wills in the Crystal Cafe playing his usual role of host. One of his men brought him word of a cattle owner seated at a corner table. A moment later, Ace joined the white-haired man.
Mind if I sit down here?
Yeah, mind. Well, I suppose not.
My name's Wills. I own this place.
Oh, say, that's different.
This is your first time here, isn't it?
Yep, I'm driving my herd north.
Just a minute. Joe, are you waiting on this man?
That's right, Mr. Wills.
You know what he's been drinking?
Sure it is.
Never mind what it is. Bring the bottle and leave it on the table. No charge.
Yes, sir.
Say, Mr. Wills, gosh.
Make it a point to see that a man gets treated right on his first visit. If you want to stop on the way back when you've sold your cattle, I'll let you buy me a drink.
Sure thing. You can count on it.
Didn't get your name.
Potter. Lige Potter.
How many head you running?
I got about 1,200 head.
Mm-hmm. Big outfit. Takes a few men to handle it.
I got 10 good men with me.
10, huh? Potter, maybe you haven't got enough.
We had no trouble.
No. But from now on, it may be different. Did you hear about Eagle Pass?
No, can't say as a deer.
There have been some outlaws operating around here. They cleaned up the last outfit that went through.
Gosh, that's so?
Yes. They hid on the sides of the pass, picked off the men from ambush, and made off with the cattle.
Doggone. I don't like that.
You'll do well to travel a few miles extra and avoid the pass.
But I only know the one trail.
I'll show you how to get around the pass. I've got a piece of paper right here. Here's the town, right here, see? This is north.
Yeah, I see.
Where's the cattle right now?
Well, let's see. It's just about here, I'd say. About due east of town.
Uh-huh. How far?
About 7 miles. It's grazing there.
I'll draw you a map, show you how to avoid the pass.
That'll be fine.
I'll be back in a minute. I see someone I want to speak to. Order what you want to eat. It's on me.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mr. Wills.
You take 200-300 head the way the bar's down to
it. Pete, come over to the door with me.
Yeah. Get any information, boss?
Yes. Get it straight. 1,200 head, 7 miles east, 10 men watching. You got it?
I sure have. That'll be a downright swell haul.
All right, get going. Report to me.
I'll see you later, boss.
Hey, look where you're going.
Oh, sorry, Pete. I'm sorry to bump you.
Get going, Pete.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Wills, I bumped right into him at the door. I was in such a hurry to see you.
What do you want, Higgins?
Boss, I don't know what to think or do. I was in my office a while back, sleeping.
Why didn't you stay there?
Well, I would have. But I woke up sudden, and there's a masked man standing by me.
Masked?
Yeah, tall and masked and deep-voiced. He made me swear him in as a deputy and give him a badge.
What?
I say he made me swear
him. I heard you. What's he want of a deputy badge?
Oh, gosh, Mr. Wills, I don't know.
Jake, come here.
You want me, boss?
Higgins is talking about a masked man that's wearing a deputy badge. Get Blake and find him. I want to know more about this.
Hey, there he is. There at the door.
Well, of all the...
Where's Ace Wills?
That's my name.
Good. We have a bill of complaint against you and a few others we expect to find here. We're taking you in.
Yeah?
Get him up, mister. We'll have that badge and your guns. Then we'll have your mask. Then maybe we'll take you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. A hush came over the Crystal Cafe when the Lone Ranger, wearing his mask and a lawman's badge, came through the door with word that he intended to place Ace Wills and several of his men under arrest. Jake, standing in back of the masked man, drew a gun.
Give him cover, Jake.
You'd better lower that gun. You're one of the men we want.
Oh, is that so?
Hear what he says.
What? Turner.
Drop it, Jake.
We're not alone, Wills. Look around. We had a dozen men planted here to back this play.
Gosh, Mr. Wills.
Hey, what does this mean, Jake? That gun. What?
Go ahead, Jake. Do what they want. Drop the gun.
Jake Peavy, Kurt Blake, Pete Harkness, Cal Jones.
Yeah, sure.
Those are the ones we want, Wills. And you, too.
For what?
Turner's restaurant was smashed up. Someone has to pay for that damage.
But I had no...
You're included in the complaint, Wills. You'll have a chance to prove your innocence.
Just two of the others are here, mister. Peavy and Blake.
We'll take them.
Higgins, you're the sheriff.
Wait a minute. Higgins is off duty right now.
This isn't legal. You can't get away with this.
We've had to adjust the law to suit conditions. Now get going. Jail's waiting for you.
Blake was locked in a room adjoining the sheriff's office, while Ace Wills and Jake Peavy were locked in the stone jail next door.
Why they put us here and Blake somewhere else?
How do I know?
They can't get away with this sort of thing.
Elsie, they've made a mistake. Just wait till the rest of the gang shows up in town.
Where are they?
On a job.
Oh.
1,200 head to be taken care of.
1,200? Phew.
Just sit tight till the boys get back. And we'll see who's running the law in Cedar Camp.
With Pete in charge, the cattle thieves rode through the night toward a herd that ranged about 7 miles east of Cedar Gap.
Anyone see any of the cowhands that are supposed to be on duty?
Nope. No sign of them, Pete. But there's the cattle we're aiming for.
Lefty, you and Tim ride wing on the west, same as usual. The rest of you know your parts. Drive in hard, guns blazing, and stampede the critters. If you see any cowhands, shoot them. You ready?
Yeah.
Come on then, get up there!
The grazing herd was quickly transformed into a thundering stampede. Hard, expert riding by the rustlers kept the mass of frenzied longhorns hemmed in at the sides and moving at top speed toward a secret hideout somewhere in the hills.
Where's the cowhands?
I don't know.
Haven't seen any of them.
What's the difference? Keep them critters moving. Don't worry about the guard. Get on it!
In the meantime, the sheriff, badly frightened, sat in his office with a tall man who had become a deputy despite his mask.
Well, I don't know what'll come of me for this.
Don't worry, Higgins. Wills can't hurt you while he's in jail. He's there to stay.
Hey, I wish I could be sure of that.
Higgins, listen to me. I promise you the chance to be a real sheriff in a first-class town.
I got no chance. Wills can't be kept in jail for long. The fact is, I don't think anyone can prove he sent men to bust up Turner's place.
We're going to put Wills in jail for cattle stealing.
No one can prove anything against him. Oh, look, mister. Please let me turn him loose, then go away
and... The stakes are too high, Sheriff, and the game has gone too far. Hano's talking to the old rancher right now. He's telling him what he's to do. Our plans are made. We're going to see them through.
But I don't understand what you're doing. Why'd you put Blake in the room in this building instead of with Ace and Jake Peavy over in the jail?
We want you to guard Blake.
But it's
your chance to prove to the people that you can be trusted.
Oh, me?
It's your chance to show that you can be the right kind of sheriff if you get the right kind of backing. Remember that.
Yes, where are you going?
I have other things to do.
Oh, dear. Why'd I ever get into this? Ace Wales is going to be awful mad. No telling what he'll do to me.
Hey, you, sheriff.
What do you want, Blake?
Come over to the door of my room. I want to talk to you.
Well, I can't do it. I'm busy.
Come over here, I tell you.
Stop your handling on them bars. Get that pink cup all up.
And come here.
Well, I am. What is it you want?
Heard the door close. That mean you're alone?
Yes, but don't you try nothing. That door can't be busted.
You let me out of here, and I'll try to persuade Ace Wills to let you stay alive.
I can't do it. I won't do it.
Why, you old fool. How long do you think you or anyone else can hold men like us in the pokey? We'll be out by tomorrow, no matter what you do.
Now, you stop it, Blake.
Then we'll square things around Cedar Gap. How'd you like to be boiled in oil or something like that?
Stop it, I tell you.
You just let me out of here, and I'll see that you don't get hurt. You can fix a story to satisfy them that question you. Ace will help you out.
No, I got to show people I'm a sheriff.
Sheriff? Why, you moth-eaten old goat. You'd have starved before now if Ace hadn't helped you by putting you in this job.
I won't listen to you, Blake.
Won't listen? Why, you can't help it. You listen, and I'll tell you what Ace can do to get square with them that's his enemies. And especially double-crossing ones that are so much in debt to him like you.
Now, stop it.
You ever wondered what it'd be like to be strung up by your toes?
Oh, and me with such corns. Now stop it, Blake.
That's just a start of what you'll get. Now let me out of here.
I won't do it. No, sir. Not on your life.
Hi there, Sheriff.
Company.
What do you want, mister?
I'm Lige Potter. I heard this grazing east of here.
Oh, well, what do you want?
Just this.
The gun.
Get your hands up and keep them there.
Don't shoot, Mr. Potter. I done nothing to you.
Oh, I know you haven't. It's that Bass man that's been doing things.
But what is he?
Just you hand over the key to that there cell.
No, I gotta be responsible.
I don't aim to argue long.
Don't shoot. Here's the key. Here you are.
That's better.
What's your game, Potter?
Me, I'm just doing a favor for Mr. Wills, that's all.
Let me out?
Yep. Now stand back, Sheriff. Don't interfere.
Well, I'm not interfering. Don't waggle that gun, so.
Now, listen, Blake. Wills was downright fine to me in his cafe. What's more, he showed me a way to get around Eagle Pass. That's why I went to the jail before I come here.
Did you let him out?
This key works a little hard. Ace was in a mighty big hurry. He wants me to pass the word to you.
What is it?
You're to get to the hideout as fast as you can.
The hideout? Wills say that to you?
I don't know what it means, Blake. I'm just passing the message as I got it. There, my door's open.
Thanks. The gun belt's there on the desk.
Sheriff, you better take Blake's place in the cell. Then you won't get into no trouble.
Oh, now, please, Mr. Potter.
Go on.
Oh, man.
There's a horse outside for you, Blake.
Thanks. I'm on my way.
Blake leaped to the saddle and dashed out of town, heading for the hills. Watching carefully for landmarks, he went through a narrow pass between sheer walls, then into a wide, well-watered valley hemmed in by steep mountains. The valley was filled with longhorns, but Blake paid no attention to these. He rode straight to a small shack where lighted windows gleamed against the darkness.
Ho, ho, ho.
Blake hit the ground and rushed into the house.
What's going on, Blake? Why are you here?
Just come from the sheriff's office. I was locked up there.
Locked up?
Well, didn't Ace and Jake tell you?
Well, no.
They were to be here. They were locked up, too.
Now, hold on, Blake. You better give us some facts.
Well, it was just after you left, Pete. Remember bumping into old Higgins?
Yeah?
Well, he told how a masked man made him take orders. The masked man was deputized. And he came with Tom Turner and some others and locked Ace and Jake and me in jail.
In jail?
Well, I thought Ace would be here.
We just got here ourselves a few minutes ago. Come in with 1,200 head of cattle.
And we didn't meet even one of the guards.
Easiest job we ever pulled.
And the last.
What?
Freeze!
What?
Mast.
That's the one. Get him. Let him have it.
Real that gun.
Now, wait. Stop. Throw down the guns. They got us surrounded.
I quit.
Drop their guns. Fast. Don't shoot no more.
Now, that does it, boys. We got
out. No, don't shoot no more. We're done.
The gun played over, Blake. Get up.
Why, you didn't give us no chance. You had men at every window.
Hi there, Blake.
What? Potter? You here?
Yep, I was told you'd lead us right to the hideout where I could find my cattle if I let you out of the calaboose. And that's sure what you done.
Blake, you chuckle-headed fool. They tricked you.
Potter,
you were in on this frame-up.
Right from the start, when the masked man met me on the way to town.
Come on in, Sheriff.
Sheriff.
Looks like you didn't get in on the gunplay.
Higgins. Why, you old goat,
Sheriff,
you...
Blake.
Say, Sheriff, there's a lot more cattle in this valley than I can claim.
Yeah?
I lay 10-1, you get a lot of the stock that other ranchers have lost.
Gosh, yeah.
That'll give your new career a good start, Sheriff.
I'll have my boys cut my stock out at daybreak.
I don't think you'll need to, Lige.
No?
Tonto should be here soon.
Say, look, I don't know what I'm going to do with all these prisoners. I got no place to hold them.
They'll go on trial, Higgins. Most of them will hang for the murder of some cowmen.
What? Hey, I don't want to hang. Let me tell you things. Let me do it. I can give you evidence against Ace Wills.
Hold on. Let me get in on this. Quiet. I thought Tonto would be here.
Everything all set.
As we planned, Tonto?
That's right.
Now, wait till you crooks hear what's coming.
You'll not have to worry about the prisoner, Sheriff.
I won't.
Wills didn't know it. Neither did any of his men.
Know what?
Lige Potter had sold his cattle to the army.
The army?
He was making delivery when he stopped here. You men have stolen federal property. The United States Army will take you into custody.
Soldiers wait outside.
Here, Sheriff. Your deputy is resigning and returning the badge.
No, stick with me.
Give the badge to Turner. You and he can work together.
Yes. We'll make Wills pay for what he done to you, Tom. We sure will. Even if he is a prisoner of the army.
We'll meet again, Sheriff.
Well, there goes the best doggone deputy a sheriff ever had. And I don't even know his name.
One through there.
I must stop. One through there.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.